Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and ask a question of me related to, well, your overall health, nutrition, vitamins, supplements, you name it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to start off by talking about celiac disease and gluten intolerance, segue to the benefits of nut consumption. Are organic or natural cigarettes safer to smoke? And lots more this hour. Call us at 877-726-TALK. And the story on celiac disease is kind of mysterious because celiac disease was a relatively uncommon disorder when I was in med school. And part of that is just lack of awareness because diseases that can be treated with drugs generally get priority over diseases that get treated with a diet change or with supplements. That's just the way of conventional medicine. They're always looking for a drug fix. And an intestinal problem that involves a major lifestyle change like avoiding gluten, well, it's not going to be that popular. But with the passage of time, there has emerged an epidemic of celiac disease, and it affects approximately 1% to 3% of the general population. Now, that's not to say that some patients don't benefit from getting wheat and gluten products out of their lives. But those people may not have celiac disease or even wheat allergy. It turns out that they may have problems digesting something called fructans. Fructans are the F in what is called the low FODMAP diet. The low FODMAP diet postulates that certain foods contribute to bacterial overgrowth, which causes lots of gas and bloating and discomfort. And sure enough, if people eliminate not just the F, but the O, the D, the M, and the A, and the P, they will have considerable relief from their IBS symptoms. So it is, in this case, the fructans that cause the problem. It's not actually celiac disease. It won't show up on a blood test. It won't show up on a biopsy. But people, sure enough, are better. And it's an experiential thing because there's no blood test or even intestinal examination that's going to validate that particular dietary elimination. So you got to, you know, it's kind of like if you want to see what's in the bill, you got to pass the bill. If you want to see what happens when you're gluten-free, you got to try it for a month or two and see how you do. But when it comes to the increasing incidence of celiac disease, what's going on? Why are the numbers soaring? Is it just a matter of a greater awareness? And before that, we weren't aware of it? Well, a new study sheds light on that. The study was done in Rotterdam in Holland, and it turns out that in early life, the post-weaning diet of toddlers can influence the likelihood that kids will eventually develop celiac disease. Young children whose diets were high in snacks and processed foods had a greater likelihood of developing the disease, as did those with diets consisting predominantly of dairy, cereals, and meat. So what they're saying here, it wasn't actually so much exposure to wheat that was the cause of celiac disease. So there's not a really strong reason to avoid wheat in children. In fact, it's suggested that if you want to allergy-proof your kids, expose them early to a variety of foods. Withholding peanuts, for example, may increase the risk of peanut allergy. Unless you have a strong family history of celiac disease or signs that the kid is really intolerant, it's okay to feed them a wide variety of foods. As long as they're not junk foods, diets high in snacks and processed foods. So what's going on there? Well, it turns out that healthy foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, even whole grains, unprocessed meats, these may foster a healthy microbiome, a healthy balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract. And using a lot of sweets with snacks and processed foods may screw up the delicate balance of bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, ultimately triggering autoimmunity, inflammation, leaky gut, leading to celiac disease developing later in life. And it's hard sometimes to pin down celiac disease. Typically, patients may suffer from symptoms for 10 or 20 or 30 years before all these mysterious symptoms are linked to celiac disease. And here's a companion study related to gluten intolerance in a condition that we don't tend to associate with diet, and that is painful neuropathy. Peripheral neuropathy is the bane of the existence of many people who suffer from it. It may cause numbness and tingling and excruciating pain and difficulty walking, sometimes difficulty balancing, because when you're walking on pins and needles or you lose some sensation in your feet, it actually causes you to have a different relationship with gravity. So what are the main causes of neuropathy? Well, it's common. It affects 80 out of 1,000 people. And the main cause, of course, is diabetes. High blood sugars over time damage the nerves. Poor circulation affects ultimately nerve function. And that's the main reason that people get peripheral neuropathy, of course. Trauma, if you have damage to your feet or the nerves exiting your spinal cord, that can be a problem. As well as if you have a herniated disc, sometimes you get, you know, weird neuropathic pains, pain shooting down your legs, sciatica, or loss of sensation, numbness and tingling. That could be due to pressure from a disc on the nerve exiting the spine. Toxic metals can be a cause. And also, you know, things like lead, mercury, especially vitamin deficiencies, and vitamin B12 is a key culprit when it comes to peripheral neuropathy. But in this study, a gluten-free diet turned out to help people with neuropathic pain. According to a study, as many as 32% of people with peripheral neuropathy had blood test evidence of gluten sensitivity. And in this study, a strict gluten-free diet helped to protect those who had signs of gluten sensitivity, reduce their pain. A total of 56% of those without pain were on a gluten-free diet compared to 21% of those with pain. So interesting study suggesting that when all else fails, and often you can't really detect the cause of peripheral neuropathy, you have to take powerful medications to numb the pain, lots of side effects, a gluten-free diet is worth undertaking. Even sometimes when the blood tests don't are not a slam dunk for signs of full-blown celiac disease, it can make a difference. All right, Let's take a call from Lisa in Michigan. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Welcome.
Yes, my question is on anxiety. I have a really bad anxiety, and I've had it for most of my life, but it seems like as I was getting older, it's, you know, I get more of it. And I hate the feeling of it. I hate the symptoms of it because then I can't think clearly, and I don't want to go on medications because they kind of like, they help the anxiety, but yet my mind doesn't feel clear and alert.
Sure. So I mean, they can sedate you, but then you get that same kind of brain fog that you experience when you have high levels of anxiety. So it's a big question. So let's pause for a break and stay on the line, please, Lisa. And when we return, we're going to talk about natural and alternative approaches to anxiety. That's a big subject, and I want to tackle it when we return here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Heart Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, immune protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Poppin here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And Lisa's on the line from Michigan with a question about anxiety. Hey, Lisa, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Yep, I'm here.
By the way, and okay. It shows a great deal of courage on your part to call with a question. And you know, if you think that that's a weird or unusual question for a nutritionist, I got to tell you that, you know, especially here in New York, which is like one of the world capitals of anxiety, you know, a lot of really stressed out people, actually anxiety is probably the number one complaint of my patients here in New York. I mean, that in addition to many other physical problems they may have. But anxiety is such a common denominator of many health problems. And there is a natural approach to anxiety. I mean, look, I got to tell you, it's not like as quick fix as if you take, 5 or 10 milligrams of Valium, you know, right away. You're going to get a chill-out effect, but you're also going to feel sedated, tired, and sometimes mentally confused. So, let's go through it. Lifestyle is really important, and diet makes a difference, according to studies. You know, anxiety is not a distinct entity from depression. Some people think depression is okay. You know, you feel like doing yourself in, and, you know, you sit in a chair and turn the lights out, and, you know. No, anxiety is sort of the flip side of depression. So they're very closely related. And studies suggest that a healthy diet actually mitigates somewhat the symptoms of depression and anxiety. If you eat a lot of junk food, a lot of highly processed food, a lot of sugar, a lot of chemicalized stuff, your anxiety and depression will worsen. And so, you know, without going into details of a diet history, Also, keep your blood sugar stable, because ups and downs of blood sugar can trigger the physical symptoms of anxiety. You know, heart palpitations, and you go into a sweat, tremor. These are sometimes symptoms of low blood sugar, and they're perceived by the body as by the brain as anxiety. So, you know, clean, healthy diet, even your microbiome has something to do with that. So taking probiotics has been shown to have a good effect on mood. Among the nutrients that are helpful, L-theanine is one of my favorites. It's a potent derivative of tea, and it's the non-caffeinated part of tea. You know, drinking tea in countries where that's a habit. It used to be the case in England. Now they're all more into Starbucks coffee. But tea time meant kind of relax and refocus. And theanine has sort of a focus factor effect as well as a relaxing effect. It's a supplement that you can obtain, and you can take, 100 or 200 milligrams of theanine, two or three times through the day. And it's quite safe. It's not going to knock you out, or impair your ability to drive or use equipment. Magnesium, ultra important in people who have anxiety, because stress depletes your magnesium. And so taking magnesium a little at bedtime, a little throughout the day can be helpful. The type that really seems to, most benefit the brain is magnesium threonate, which is a little bit of a pricey magnesium. It's available in a supplement that is called Protosorb Magnesium. You can find it on Fullscript, which is our online supplement dispensary open to my patients as well as my listeners. By the way, great time to get stuff, because this month we're running a 10% sale and there's free delivery on all orders. Lavender has been shown to be helpful for anxiety. And a new product called Lavendula incorporates concentrates of lavender, which, according to studies, actually take down the volume on anxiety a little bit. Curcumin, good for depression, probably some benefits in anxiety. Fish oil as well, especially DHA-rich fish oil, necessary for optimal brain function. And in addition, you know, something a little bit more exotic, but now it's really coming on stream as a nutritional supplement, is CBD. It's the non-stoner part of hemp. You know, there's in marijuana, there's THC, which is the part that's responsible for the high. CBD has a very, very gentle, mild sedating effect. It helps with sleep. It helps with anxiety. And for some people, it helps with pain as well. So consider CBD supplements, which you can get from a variety of sources online. And we'll probably be sharing with you some more details on CBD, because really the CBD phenomenon is exploding. It's, I think, the nutritional supplement of 2018 in terms of its great effects on the nervous system and, you know, inflammation in general. So P5P, another activated form of B6, also has a mild anti-anxiety effect that you can use. So make sure you have exercise as part of your program and adequate sleep, because those are some things that, you know, part of the lifestyle approach to anxiety, in a menu of healthy diet, healthy habits, exercise, perhaps something like yoga, to stabilize your nervous system. Thanks for your call, and all the best to you. Good luck in dealing with that very common problem, anxiety. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a call from Rita in Iowa. Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I'm taking fish oil supplements as well as borage oil and sea buckthorn oil. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, will they interact okay with each other, or does it need to be divided up so that they're, you know, they don't conflict? I don't know if they do or not.
No, they don't actually conflict. And what you've got is you've got a sort of a diversified portfolio of omega oils. You've got the omega-3 with the fish oil, and you've got the omega-6 with the borage oil, the good kind of omega-6, because we worry about too much omega-6 in our diet. You know, most people are consuming too much in the way of processed vegetable oils, And these are found in shortenings and in baked goods and cookies, candies, and in processed foods. And certainly, you know, junk foods that come from fast food eateries are just loaded with omega-6 oils. GLA is an exception. It is an omega-6 oil, but it's a very efficient anti-inflammatory and a beneficial oil for many conditions, for PMS, for mood problems, as well as for skin problems, and you know, probably more research and asthma as well, which is an inflammatory disorder. And then there's this sea buckthorn. And so I'm curious, how did you get turned on to sea buckthorn?
Some research, because I have been having trouble with my eyelids sticking to my eyeballs during the night, and I can't get them off unless I really warm up my hands about three times and hold them on my eyes.
So that's considered a form of blepharitis? Blepharitis, it's called?
Well, I'm wondering if I have Sjogren's, because I've just kind of self-diagnosed myself with that. Because
you know,
so
it's easy enough to go to a doctor and get a test for Sjogren's antibodies, you know, for the dry eyes. You also have dry mouth.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Everything's dry.
Yeah, I'm so also maybe diabetic.
Well, in diabetes, you absolutely need more GLA and borage oil. And so sea buckthorn is something a little bit it's a little bit more esoteric. It represents omega-7 oils, and they have, you know, it's early in our understanding of their effects that they may have beneficial effects on skin and mucous membranes, you know, such as the problems you're having. But you really should receive a diagnosis. So figure out if you have indeed this condition. Sjogren's syndrome is a spelled S-J. O with a little accent on top, G-R-E-N-S, is a pretty common condition among women. It's, you know, related to rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease. It's far less common than rheumatoid arthritis, but it involves one of the harbingers of that is dry eyes, dry mouth. And it can be serious, but usually just is more of a lifestyle disease, something that, you know, makes life unpleasant but doesn't shorten your life. But you're on the right track in treating it with these essential fatty acids. That, I think, is a good approach. But you may need other things if indeed you have Sjogren's, higher doses of vitamin D, for example. Patients with autoimmunity sometimes do well with a little bit of DHEA as opposed to the DHA in fish oil. DHEA is actually an androgen. It's been helpful in many autoimmune conditions, particularly in women. You know, those are some of the considerations there for you. Do you also have what's called Raynaud's phenomenon? Do you get like very, very cold fingertips? And are they painful? Anything along those lines?
No, I have a friend that just was diagnosed with that, though. So,
And what type of diabetes do you have?
Type 2.
Type 2. So what's your height and weight, if you don't mind sharing?
I am 5'4" and I weigh about 140 pounds.
Okay. So 5'4", 140, I mean, you know, it could be okay. But it could also, you know, based on a body fat analysis, if you did a body composition, you might have too little lean and too much in the way of body fat, which will really impair your insulin metabolism. What type of diet are you following?
I try to do lower carb.
Yeah, you're on the right track. We're talking real low carb if you have type 2 diabetes. You can actually, if you know, lose anywhere from 8 to 15 pounds and follow an ultra-low carb diet, even a ketogenic diet, which is really low, like less than 20 grams of carbs, you're going to see some real changes in your blood sugar. Do you take medications for your diabetes?
Not so far.
Good. Okay, so do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is? That's that measure over time of your blood sugar.
Not at this point, I don't know. Last time it was over 6, like 6.7, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so you're in the diabetic range. And so, you know, I think really the key intervention, I mean, yeah, it's great to take these supplements, but the key intervention for you is a very low-carb diet. And that will have a lot of benefits. Because, you know, the diabetes itself will cause all kinds of inflammatory stuff to happen in your body. And by reducing your blood sugars,
you'll minimize your inflammation. Some of these symptoms may be alleviated. Now, look, it's easier to swallow pills than to exercise a great deal of dietary discipline and give up some of your favorite starchy or sugary foods. But it's the payoff is enormous in terms of how you can feel. You could actually have a revolution in your health and also stave off some real serious consequences in terms of heart disease, eye disease, nerve problems, kidney problems that may develop from long-term diabetes. So, yeah, you know, good call. But I would say, fine, take those supplements. I have no problem with that. But prioritize the diet, because the diet is going to have a huge impact on this. What about your exercise? What are you doing on that front?
I'm not doing the best with that. It's been a cold, hard winter, and I'm hoping that soon I'll be able to get out and be walking.
Okay, that's what we want to do. But, you know, we got to figure out some winter strategies for you, because unfortunately you live in Iowa, you don't live in Florida or Arizona. And so it's important that you have a year-round opportunity to exercise. For me, it's easy because I live next to a YMCA. It was a little too cold to run here in New York because we're in the aftermath of a nor'easter. So I didn't want to buck a 40-mile-an-hour headwind this morning and 35-degree temperatures. But, you can get on a treadmill inside. You know, locally, you probably have a Y, unless you're in some, rural backwater of Iowa. And then, the other thing you could do is bundle up and do the walking in the cold. There are real benefits to that in terms of burning off extra calories. So, get yourself, ultra warm down jacket, put on your long johns underneath your trousers, and head out into the cold, even if it's daunting weather conditions. That kind of workout on a regular basis will really help to optimize your blood sugar. So, but diet really, I think, takes precedence even over exercise in this case. Thanks for that call. And, I think you could turn things around with a combination of some of these things that we've suggested. All right. Here's something that your oncologist may not tell you. Let's spin out this scenario for you. You develop colon cancer. And it's the type of colon cancer that has broken through. It's what's called stage 3, which means that it's penetrated the wall of your intestine. Stage 4 is the worst, is when the colon cancer is metastasized outside your intestine to other parts of your body. But stage 3 is still pretty concerning because it affects survival rate. If you're stage 1, you got a real good chance of doing fine if you just have the tumor removed. But stage 3 usually involves chemotherapy to treat the cancer cells that might have spread beyond your intestinal tract. So how would you feel about an intervention that would give you a 42% improvement in disease-free survival and a 57% improvement in overall survival? That'd be pretty cool. You know, is it some new super immunotherapy that costs tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and creates a great deal of side effects? Well, it turns out, no, it's actually quite simple. Research published last week in the Journal of Clinical Oncology shows that those who regularly consumed at least 2 1-ounce servings of nuts each week, 2 1-ounce servings of nuts each week, that's pretty easy, demonstrated a 42% improvement in disease-free survival and a 57% improvement in overall survival. And these were people with stage 3 colon cancer. And so they broke it down further, and they said, well, what type of nuts make a difference? Are peanuts okay? And further analysis revealed that disease-free survival increased by 46% among the subgroup of nut consumers who ate just tree nuts rather than peanuts. So peanuts, they're not really nuts. They're legumes, and they have benefits, but the far greater benefits are obtained by eating things like walnuts, pistachios, almonds, pecans. These are the nuts that may... they include cashews among these. These are the nuts
that are particularly protective against cancer. And they say, well, why should that be? Well, for one, eating nuts tends to produce satiety. It alleviates cravings for carbohydrates, and excess carbohydrates are known to be prime fuel for cancer growth. And there really is an insulin connection to colon cancer and many other cancers. And so, therefore, it's suggested that nuts can stave off carbohydrate craving, allow patients to eat less carbs. But perhaps there are other natural constituents of nuts that may have cancer-protective effects. So there are many studies that suggest that nuts reduce insulin resistance, reduce the risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even brain disease. And this is an amazing study. Such a simple intervention, so much so that the lead author on the study, Dr. Charles Fuchs, director of the Yale Cancer Center, says, first and foremost, when I advise my patients about lifestyle choices, I talk about avoiding obesity, exercising regularly, and staying away from a high carbohydrate diet. And what's interesting and what strikes me about the studies, you may say, well, okay, yeah, of course, nuts prevent cancer, but once you develop a serious cancer, you know, you cross the Rubicon, you know, shutting the barn door if the horse gets out. But no, eating nuts even after a diagnosis of cancer may affect, dramatically affect the outcome. So really, really exciting research out of Yale. And think of, you know, all the other benefits. This is just one simple intervention. If you combine exercise, diet, certain key supplements, how much that could impact cancer survival. Really, really exciting research from one of our country's most prestigious research universities. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And earlier this hour, a caller questioned me about natural approaches to anxiety. She preferred not to take medications, which I can understand. I mean, look, medications have a place. I'm not inalterably opposed to medications. Some people suffer enormously, and they don't have the wherewithal to undertake the lifestyle changes that might improve them, or the lifestyle changes simply fell short. Lifestyle is not the end-all and be-all of treatment for all forms of mental disorders. But I came across the study that I was referencing about diet and depression. Headline, Eating fruits, vegetables, and whole grains slashes depression risk by more than 10%. Eating a Western diet makes people more at risk of the mental health disorder. So, you know, you can do yourself a solid by eating a, quote, healthy diet. Here they use the DASH diet, which in my opinion has too much in the way of carbohydrates. But a healthy salad and salmon diet with little lower in carbohydrates and starch can make a huge difference in how people feel. The study's participants were monitored for symptoms of depression, such as feeling hopeless about the future. They also completed food questionnaires. And what they found was that a healthier diet made a difference in these people's mental outlook. And the conclusion by the study author as follows, quote, making a lifestyle change such as changing your diet is often preferred over taking medications. So we wanted to see if diet could be an effective way to reduce the risk of depression. And it was. Now, if you want to take this a step further, you can go all the way to what is called a ketogenic diet. Now, a ketogenic diet involves very little, if any, carbohydrates. It's mostly fat and protein. And here's an article. Ketogenic diet may help patients manage schizophrenia. If there's anything worse than ordinary run-of-the-mill depression or anxiety, it's schizophrenia. But in schizophrenia, there's some really scrambled brain signals. And a ketogenic diet has been used to treat epilepsy. The notion is that schizophrenia has some analogies to epilepsy or seizure disorders. And by restricting carbohydrates, the brain subsists on ketones. And ketones provide a more steady-state fuel to the brain, optimizing and normalizing brain function in people who suffer from severe mood disorders and even hallucinations. And so this is a very, very encouraging line of research, and I think keto diets are going to gain more and more emphasis and importance in nutritional medicine for diabetes, for cardiovascular disease, for lowering the risk of subsequent heart attacks, but also for mood disorders, because they really have some advantages. Tough to stick to, but with the advent of new keto products, we'll be talking about those in the next few weeks, it makes it easier to adhere to a keto diet. So, are organic or natural cigarettes safer to smoke? Well, when I used to be a smoker, I was intrigued by the notion that you could reduce the risk of cigarettes. By the way, this was, it's about more than 40 years ago, maybe 45 years ago, when I was in college. I dabbled in the habit, as did many of my peers. And there was a product called Natural American Spirit Cigarettes. These American Spirit Cigarettes are the only major cigarette brand that markets its products as natural, organic, and additive-free. So the notion was it wasn't the tobacco that kills you. It's all the chemicals, all the additives, which indeed there are in commercial cigarettes, and that somehow these are better. And in fact, a survey shows that 50 to 60% of adults viewed natural American Spirit cigarettes as less harmful than a comparison pack of Marlboro Red cigarettes. But the truth is that they're just as dangerous as any other cigarette, because natural has the connotation of healthy, and an outfit called Truth Initiative has urged the FDA to take enforcement actions against a company called Santa Fe and Reynolds American for marketing natural American Spirit cigarettes with reduced harm claims without approval. So the claims, it's not demonstrable benefits. It's the tars and nicotine that have the damaging and addictive effects, notwithstanding added chemicals. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com and check out FullScript for a special discount of 10% and free shipping this month.
concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kaya Greens' new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kaya Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kaya Green to your day and get going.
Kaya Greens' new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.